Good morning, listeners. Here is Eva Schubert Speaks Again. Today's topic, I will talk about how to never get hurt in a relationship. You probably know that it's not what happens in a relationship, but how we respond. Let me repeat, it's not what happens in a relationship, but how we respond. And many of us have to go through several and different relationships before we find the right person, so-called for us, the soulmate. And sometimes we even don't want to start a new relationship to avoid getting hurt again. The truth is that we really need to trust the process. The word trust is very, very important. If you want to find that special one. And on the other hand, every relationship will teach you something new and will also make you a better and wiser partner. And you also have to realize that you are prepared to take care of the relationship in the best way possible when you as a person are ready. So if you want to give a relationship a chance, then you really have to go for it. And we know that all the periods and frequencies of 2, 3, 4, 7, 13 years seems to be heavy because we also find the dark sides of our partners and we really have to work on it. Because to share before I will jump to this subject of how to never get hurt in a relationship, there are my 5 secrets which are really the most important in a relationship. And of course, it's communication, appreciation, trust, what I mentioned. You have to trust the process. Passion, don't lose the passion. And of course, having fun, not to take yourself too seriously all the time. Making jokes and fun. I think that we all women want to have men who are funny time to time, who are not all the time very serious, don't we? So let's talk now about how to never get hurt in a relationship. First of all, I would like to mention that it's not the other one's responsibility to make us feel in a particular way. We tend to believe that the way our partner makes us feel is the reason we enjoy a relationship or not. We feel so hurt then when things end. And we are entirely responsible for us, for ourselves as a person and the way we feel. No one can interfere with your feelings without you allowing your partner to do so. So when you fall in love with someone, it's because you allowed yourself to get to that point and to stay on the safe side until you realize whether the relationship is worth it or not. You should be considerate of your own personal circumstances and not put your feelings in the hands of the other. What's my second tip is practicing self-love. Self-love is, of course, it's very, very extremely important. And not just only for your own well-being, but of course in your relationship as well, and relationships in general. When you understand what self-love is, you are not only appreciating yourself and respecting yourself as who you are, but it will be easier also to stop the things that make you unhappy. It will be easier to walk away from the things that you do or which are not good for you. When you also love yourself, people will see it in your face. As you know that I am talking about energy and frequency, everything is energy. And the frequency you are giving out, you will also get back. And by practicing self-love, of course, and using the law of attraction to generate the things that make you happy, the thoughts you send out, you will get back. It's like a boomerang, and it's really working like this. So think positively and take care of yourself. It's one extremely important in a relationship. When you cannot take care about yourself, who else can? Nobody. You are your own priority. You are extremely important. So put yourself first. And what's the next step is about focusing on the negative side and approaching challenges in a neutral manner. All the relationships are imperfect. I don't know any relationship which is perfect. It's wishful thinking that we can say that one relationship is perfect. Of course not. Because we have good times and we have bad times. And maybe some of you believe in Disney fairy tale, but we are not children anymore. So each relationship will bring a new set of challenges in your life. And most people end up getting hurt because they spend too much time focusing on the negative side of their relationships, such as an argument or something the other partner did or did not do. And especially women, we think that all men can feel the same way as we do. And men need straight ahead communication. So instead of thinking and overthinking what and how bad your relationship is, it would be much better to be grateful for the experience and to imagine how the relationship could be when nurtured. Judgments are very, very toxic. And this can really destroy beautiful relationship. And just take each emotion as they come and face them. Because this is the only way to move forward. And remember that emotion is the combination of energy and motion. So it's very, very important how you choose and which thought you will choose. And then the next step, which I would like to share with you, is of course owning your emotions for 100% and taking 100% responsibility of your inner condition, but as well to get a deeper intimacy in a relationship. As what I mentioned, then when we are very judgmental and with a lot of negative thoughts, then somehow we are losing the intimacy between each other. We are in denial also of our feelings. So be there in a deeper intimacy, not to getting hurt. And I mean also intimacy with your own feelings. Allow it. Allow it as the same way as when you allow your good or bad feelings. Because it's human to feel sad and to feel good. And don't allow to get a relationship somehow like without any passion, without any energy, without any appreciation, without any trust, and without having fun. Passion is a fire in a relationship, in a watery relationship which flows all the time. And sometimes it's wild, sometimes it's very clean, sometimes it's calm, sometimes it's stormy. This is a real relationship. And last but not least, let go of your expectations. When we start to get expectations, it's like our desires and our beliefs. It does not mean that our beliefs are the beliefs that are really true, because it's everything in our mind, of course. But this is another subject which I will talk about the next time. So to recap, the most important, not to getting hurt again in a relationship, are of course self-love, practicing self-love, not the other one's responsibility. It's not the other one's responsibility to make us feel in a particular way. Stop focusing on the negative side and approach challenges in a neutral manner. And let go of expectations. Allow the past experience. If you feel sad, feel that. If you feel happy, feel that. And it's not what happens in a relationship, but how we respond to it. Remember this one. And with this, I will leave you for now. Have a great day, and I will speak to you next Friday. Bye-bye.